Jam Session with PA on 103.7 The Beat.
Afternoon Jams, 103.7 The Beat. Loop it right there. All black everything. WBSLP 103.7 Muskegon, Muskegon Heights. Rob, it is Black Music Month, which means we got to go out, man. Go out and honor those folks who are making a difference. And we
made a difference.
We made a difference. You know, non-traditional guys. You know the kind of folks me and Rob like. We like them militant guys.
Yeah.
Folks who like to get stuff riled up. Tell them something about Dead Prez, Rob.
Well, a little something about Dead Prez. They were a duo style. That's Dead Prez. Is a duo formed in 1996 in New York. They released several albums since then, but a lot of them didn't get a lot of play because of
the social content.
The social content.
And they were whole corporate account. They had socially conscious music. And the hip hop, the real hip hoppers, they got nothing but love for Dead Prez because of their music. They didn't stay away from it. And we fortunately have Sticks on the phone line. Stick, how you doing, man?
Hello, man. I'm doing well, bro. How are you?
All right. Welcome to the show, man. Dead Prez, nothing but love for you guys, man.
I appreciate it, man. Right back, man.
You guys were not afraid to get in the fire, man.
What'd you say?
You were not afraid to get in the fire. You're not afraid to get out there and fight and tell it like it is, man.
Hey, man, the fire is part of the elements of life, right?
Right, right. So tell me, what your brother's been up to, man? I know you representing for the group. What your brother's been up to?
Yeah, well, shout out to my partner, M1, my big brother, Matulu, the other half of Dead Prez. And it's interesting, I was listening to how the brother was describing our work as, you know, the past, you know, and we've been full speed ahead, full motion, doing a lot of great things in terms of building our families, in terms of, you know, creating businesses and things of that nature so we can be sustainable and be able to still continue to say what we want to say, how we want to say it.
to be free.
Yeah, to be free in the garbiest kind of way. I started a movement that I'm really passionate about called the RBG Fit Club. And it's a health and wellness lifestyle movement where, you know, we basically are encouraging and providing resources for wellness, you know, as it relates to health and wellness.
Okay.
You know, I became a runner, completed a marathon, a trainer for another one this year.
Wow.
And, you know, I've been sober, like, going on 5 years. And,
wow.
You know, just growing in my family and in my maturity as a man, you know, so that I could be around, like, Harry Belafonte.
Right.
You know what I mean? and still be putting in good work, man. So we've been doing great, good things, man. My partner is currently traveling now and doing some international things with a band that he created called All Power to the People.
Okay.
And we continue to work. I got a new album out called A Workout, dedicated to health and wellness.
Wow.
So, yeah. What?
And you called it RGB, red, black, and green. Red, black, and green.
Yeah, RBG. Yeah, red, black, and green. RBG, revolutionary but gangster. RBG, reaching bigger goals.
Wow.
RBG, rice, beans, and gravy.
Yeah, Stick man for Dead Prez on the phone line. You know, I want to ask you, where did you get your consciousness from? Where did you grab yours from? You and M1.
Man, that's a good question, man. Consciousness, you know, is really an everyday process, man. I consider myself very much still a student at everything I do. And, you know, my mom, you know, always kept teaching me in her own ways to be humble. My pop taught me to be studious, you know what I mean? And I learned the contradictions that they lived as human beings and my neighborhood and going to jail and my uncles and brothers going to jail and drugs and crack and all that in my neighborhood, all that produced consciousness. And
wow.
Then me and my partner joined the Uhuru movement, a revolutionary organization, and we learn about political, the political class system that we live in, and we learn the history of that struggle in this country, and we work in places like Chicago and Oakland and Florida and New York in building that organization and building programs in the community to defend rights and political prisoner awareness and things like that.
Wow.
And then I jumped in the music industry and got a whole nother education on how the game works.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Being a husband of 20 years, you know, has influenced my education, and being a father of a 12-year-old son.
Wow.
You know, everything is an opportunity, you know, to develop awareness. Like I said, I'm a runner. I'm a martial artist. So at all points of life, I try to take those things and put it back into the art.
Wow. How can people get your music now? Because you got new music out. You've been on some mixtapes. You got some mixtapes out there. How can people get Dead Prayers music?
Man, you know, they invented this thing called iTunes. and you know, we got music on there, man. You know, deadprayers.com is our band website. Like I said, rbgfitclub.com is the current movement that we're building.
Okay.
And we have all our products there, no middleman.
Okay.
You know, we RBG Fit Club, we do not only my album, The Workout, but we have our gear and merchandise. We have my wife's book, who she's a holistic nutritionist, and she teaches how to convert and remix soul food into vegan cuisine. So, you know, we got a lot of different things. We got bags for the gym. We got water bottles. And we live this lifestyle, man. So people can get at us online primarily. We're always touring. You know, doing workshops as well as performances, and I'm currently working on a workout album, Workout 2, so that, you know, and we're gonna keep it coming with Dead Prayers.
Well, I know you in a rush. We caught you on a humbug, but I wanted to get you on radio. You know, you and M1, you guys have been doing it, and the consciousness that you brought to the music, and you're active in your community. You guys were also involved with the Black Panthers, right?
Oh, yeah, man. For sure. That's the OGs. you know, it wouldn't be so many of the things, including hip-hop. You know, hip-hop wouldn't have the voice it has if it weren't for the stand-up power of those brothers and sisters of the Panthers. A lot of people see the Panthers, and they see the leather jackets and the guns, and they think it was some kind of violent thing.
Right.
But that was only one aspect of self-defense at that time. But what made the Panthers powerful was their intelligence and their education and the programs that they put in the community. They developed what we now call free lunch.
Yeah.
The Black Panther Party created that, and wow, the government copied it. What we know now as the, you know, you see the sickle cell anemia treatment, and the high blood pressure things at different events in the community.
Right.
The Black Panther Party created that.
Wow.
You know, the Black Panther Party created so much of what we take for granted, you know, because they were considered outlaws by the quo. And that's some of the bravest, most people that have come out of
Well, we're getting a back signal there. I don't know if you're going through a bridge or tunnel now. Something we might lose. I know Rodney had a question for. I know if you can. Yep, we did lose him.
Let's see, can
we get him back? We're listening to an interview with Stick from Dead Prayers. I think we got him back on the phone line. You there?
Yeah, pardon me, man. You see how the system's trying to cut us off, man.
But you was, I wanted to ask you, I saw a video about Muhammad Ali, and it had the RGB Fit Club on it, and it talked about Who Am I?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess this is a video that you guys were behind with Muhammad Ali giving his story about him being inspired and the influences in his life and all that.
Yeah, man, that was a project with I'm going to correct you because I hear you saying RGB.
RBG.
RBG.
Yes,
sir.
Right, RBG. But,
no doubt. Red, black, green.
Right.
But, yeah, that was a project my homie Pardee, who he does many different, how can I say, exposés or Who Am I series on people who have made an impact or who are influential. And he reached out to me to do the Muhammad Ali piece because of our connection to his politics and also our support of athleticism and health, and how Muhammad Ali is like a perfect example of both, an athlete who was accountable to his own principles, right?
Right.
And he asked me to score it because I had just scored a film called Soul Food Junkies by Byron Hurst.
Yeah.
And so I've been doing, you know, here and there different score work. But, wow. Yeah, that was just a project that we put together in celebration of Muhammad Ali's brilliant example of being not just an athlete, but an activist. And, you know, we think those that combination of the, being at the top of your game physically and then being at the top of your game character-wise,
right.
You know, you can never show homage enough, and especially with how popular sports are today and how big of an industry that is, you know, people need to remember that you can do both and that we need it.
Wow, powerful. Stick is on the phone. Stick Man from the Dead Prayers on this Black History Month special. We do this all the time, even though it's Black History Month. We do this all the time. Well, Big Rob, yeah. we had a couple questions for you.
Right, I just had really one because I know you got to go. You talked about the Black Panthers and things of that nature. What are your thoughts on Asante Shakur being placed on the terrorist watch list?
I'm in 1,000 and 1,200 million% support of Asante Shakur's right to be free. I'm in, you know, support of the Hands Off Asante campaign. I feel that she did what she had to do to not live the rest of her life incarcerated by a racist, oppressive system that was obvious. And I think the fact that she is in Cuba, we Black people and people who care about justice should salute Cuba, should support Cuba in every way we can, because that's our auntie that's in a safe place, because that whole country recognized her right to be free. When we were living at a time, and we still are, but at that time it was even at a higher rate of police oppression, racist intimidation, terrorism on the half of the government in so many ways, and the Black Panther Party and the Black Liberation Army stood up so that we would have a chance to be here now.
Right.
So, I think it's ridiculous that New Jersey is trying to equate her on as a terrorist, you know, and she's one of the most sweetest, caring, dedicated women, you know, on this planet. So, you know, but we know what it is, and that's why 990 boo boo, you can't catch her.
Wow, on the phone line, Stick Man for Dead Prayers. You got the track with Malcolm X, Dead Prayers, future Malcolm X. It's called Politricks. Tell us about that song, man.
Politricks time again. That song, me and my partners wanted to make a statement about the election a potential election of a Black president of the United States. And we knew that it was going to be an emotional thing for many, many people, and we understand that. But we also wanted to talk about how the policies are what really matter when it comes down to who's in that office. It's not the skin color. Maybe that matters for you to say, okay, that's someone in power, you know, who looks like me, yada, yada, I can do it too. Okay, that's cool. But if that person takes that job and then they press the same button that blows the same bombs up in the same countries around the world, and if people are still locked up in high incarceration rates, if Mumia Abdul-Jamal and the many other political prisoners still ain't getting no justice under that watch, then it's just politics time again.
Mm, Yes.
And it's not popular to say that.
Right.
We don't take nothing away from Barack as a human being, who is a brilliant black man, who is appears to be an awesome father, and by all means a respectable and pleasant human being.
Right.
You know, as an individual, but in terms of the role he's playing, it's like an analogy of McDonald's. If you could be a vegetarian and you become the manager of McDonald's, right?
Right.
Well, that's okay, great. You're handsome, you're young, you're cool and all that. But you sell burgers and fries. That's what the job of the McDonald's manager is to do.
Mm.
So no matter how cool and what you do when you get off work, you know, you're in there to make sure you contribute to the cancer rate, to the heart attack rate, to the poor health of the community for a dollar. In America, the job of the president is to continue America's domination of the resources and the human resources of planet Earth under the name of democracy. That's the job. And so, you know, as much as, you know, he might be a charismatic individual, but when you look at his policies, you look at the track record, you can see his politics come again. And so we wanted to take the time in our career to make ourselves that much more popular.
Right.
by making that statement, you know what I'm saying?
I love the song called Politics by Dead Prez. Before we go, a lot of people characterize your guy's name, give you a title, and say what category you're in. How do you characterize Dez Prez?
Dez Prez, we're students. You know what I mean? We are students that don't go to class. you know, we're constantly studying. We definitely don't feel like we have all the answers, you know. But we're sincere, and we want to make an impact through our art, through our businesses, through our lifestyle, and you know, that's what we bring to the studio. That's what we bring to the workshop, to the panels, you know, and all the other creative ways we get them. No more, no less. We revolutionary, even to revolutionary. So,
wow.
And we're also contradictions, and we're also human beings that don't live up to 100% of our ideals either.
Wow.
And we're working on it.
Is there anybody in the game that's out there now that Dez Prez is mentoring? It's like you got him underneath your arms, you're trying to, you know, mention them young folks over?
You know, it's funny, Kanye West just mentioned us in his New York Times yesterday, of how we were influential to each other, and how he developed his approach to the game from being, he would lead a studio with Rockefeller Records and producing all them hits for Jay-Z, and he would put his backpack on, get on the train, and come to our sessions while we were working on Let's Get Free. And how he looked at, he wanted to be an MC, but everybody said he was just a producer, and he said, I'm both. I don't have to just be a producer. And he looked at what Jay-Z and them say represented in terms of, you know, amassing personal wealth and the street codes. And he looked at what we were talking about as criticizing the system and self-empowerment. And he said, I'm both of these things, right?
Right.
And I think our influence is vast in the sense that people can resonate with the real that we talk about, but also people recognize they live in capitalism and they're trying to make a living and take care of their family. And we don't encourage anyone to do what we do exactly how we do it. We encourage people to find your own voice, be genuine in that, and keep your mind open so you keep learning. And don't, you know, because you don't want to be used as a pawn for nobody.
Mm. Wow. You know, that's it right there.
You know what I mean?
It's a bunch of ponds. It's a bunch of ponds.
Word up, man. So,
wow.
Yeah, man, we influenced by you know, people just as much as we influence other people. And anybody claiming that they're not is just denying the reality, man. We all benefit from one another being here.
Wow. Thank you, man. And tell you how important you are. We stayed over. Our show ended at 7 o'clock, but we stayed over because we wanted to make sure we talked to you. And so thank you for your time, man. We got to get you back on, and you and M1 get you on the line. Well, we can have both of you on the line, and we kick it for a minute and talk hip-hop, talk politics, talk development, talk rebuilding, restoring.
Thank you so much, man. I want to invite your listeners to check out RBG Fit Club. We have what's called the Million Miles Movement, and we're building towards running, cycling, and walking 1 million miles together as a community. So everyone can join in. It's 100% free, and we're definitely living it. So let's get it, man.
And you solid, brother. I looked at the video. You cut.
I'm working on it. I appreciate y'all, brothers, man. Y'all have a great day.
You're right. Take care, Stick. All right. Bye. There you go, Stick Man from Dead Prayers. This is Throwback Wednesday, and it was an honor to talk to them. And to the young man on Facebook who thought they was one-hit wonders.
Yeah.
When I classified them as hip-hop legends, I'm just speaking about because of the music. Of hip-hop is more than just music.
Yes.
It's a culture.
Yes.
And they've been in this game, man. And they
consistently.
You might not hear their music on radio. I might not hear it on.
They may not pay radio stations $10,000 to play their song 30 times a day.
Right. But you heard what the brother was doing. Chicago rebuilding. Yeah. California rebuilding. Working Florida with the Black Panthers. Working with Aurora. Doing this thing. So that's why I put them in that category, because of their work. Because of their work.
Yeah.
You don't have to sell 1 million copies to be hip-hop legends.
No.
The people that sell 1 million copies have bought space on these radio stations. Slam it down your throat. Okay, Q89 is coming up next. Here's this song, Politrix.
Play it, PA, play it.
This is one deep one right here.
Play it, PA.
Brace yourself. Put your seatbelt on. This is Dead Prayers, featuring Malcolm X. Take care, Big Rob.
YouTube.
PA has left the building. 103.7 The Beat.